The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Siri, Cortana, Google and Alexa. These aren't just ridiculous names pop stars have called their children. They are, of course, voice assistants. The whole idea of a voice assistant is that you can ask it questions or tell it what to do in a natural way and it will respond intelligently. Now, over here in the UK, Amazon recently released the Amazon Echo and Dot. And of course, I've picked them both up. Are they accessible? Are they useful? Let's find out. Now, the Amazon Echo is a 10-inch tall cylinder. Think of an oversized tube of Pringles and you get the idea of what it looks like. It is this size because it's a Bluetooth speaker and it does give really clear, loud sound. The top 2 inches of the Echo is where it gets interesting. It contains 7 always listening microphones. You can also turn the top to control the volume, and on the top face it has an activate button with a little tactile dot and a mute microphone button. And that's about it. There is a place to plug in the mains power on the bottom, but there is no headphone jack on this. Why does that sound familiar? There is no way to get the audio out of the Echo into another device. Now, if you take the Echo and throw away the Bluetooth speaker portion and just keep the top 2 inches, that is basically what the Amazon Dot is. It does have a headphone jack, so you can connect it to an existing audio system, or you can connect it to a Bluetooth speaker. It does have a small built-in speaker, much like one you'll find on your smartphone or tablet. The Amazon Echo is £150 and the Dot is £50. So that's what they look like. Let's see how they work.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Setting up the Echo or Dot is really straightforward. You need to download the Alexa app from the App Store or the Google Play Store. Plug them into the mains and hold down the activate button on the top until you hear...
Now in setup mode. Follow the instructions in your Alexa app.
Once set up, the Echo will always be listening out for the wake word. You can choose between Amazon, Echo, or by default, it's Alexa. Alexa, what time is it?
It's 7:52 a.m.
Alexa, what's 55 times 76?
55 multiplied by 76 is 4,180.
Alexa can answer all the standard questions, general knowledge, maths, the weather, sports updates, setting alarms and timers, all the stuff you come to expect. But let's move on to the more interesting stuff. Alexa, news.
Here's Sean's flash briefing. In Sky News.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, comments Donald Trump made about his presidential rival Hillary Clinton in 2008.
This is the flash briefing, and you could add different news sources to this through the Alexa app. BBC News, The Guardian, Daily Mail, and things like that. Next, I think, is one of the best features about the Amazon Echo, the ability to play any radio station using TuneIn Radio. Alexa, play Planet Rock Radio.
Planet Rock on TuneIn.
Alexa, stop. I love this feature. For me, this feature alone makes it worth the money. Well, maybe that's going overboard a little bit, but it is great. Plus, with TuneIn, it's not just radio stations. You can also pull up podcasts. As well as TuneIn Radio, of course, the Echo supports Amazon Music. Also, there's support for Spotify, though I don't have an account, so I can't try that out. Let's go back to my roots. Alexa, play the Wurzels.
Shuffling the Wurzels from Amazon Music.
Oh, it's a classic. Sing along.
Where be a blackbird too? I know where he be. He be up your
no? Okay, Alexa, stop. Another nice feature is the ability to play your Audible books. Alexa, play my Audible book.
Getting the book from Sean's Audible library. Resuming Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Chapter 33. But the end never came. At least... not
Alexa,
then.
Next chapter.
Chapter 34. The air car rocketed them
Alexa,
at speeds
stop.
In excess.
And of course, this is Amazon, so you can shop. Well, sort of. Currently, you can only reorder items you've ordered in the past. I haven't actually used it to buy anything yet, but it does seem like it could be pretty convenient. Okay, I'm running out of time, so let's move on to the final and potentially the best thing on the Amazon Echo, and that's skills. Skills are basically little apps you can run on your Amazon Echo. There are literally thousands of skills. Admittedly, there's a lot of terrible ones, but there are a few great ones too. Alexa, open National Rail.
Welcome to National Rail. Say check on a journey to get journey times, or say help for more information.
Check on journey.
Okay. What is your departure station?
Manchester Piccadilly.
Manchester Piccadilly. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. Now what is your destination station?
Bristol Temple Meads.
Bristol Temple Meads. Is that correct?
Yes.
There are no delays on your journey. The next train from Manchester Piccadilly departs at 8:27 a.m. You will need to change at Birmingham New Street. You will arrive in Bristol Temple Meads at 11:51 a.m. Would you like to hear later trains?
No.
Okay. Have a nice trip.
Obviously, that's the National Rail skill, and it works really well. I've got a few installed, Just Eat for ordering my takeaway, a couple of games like Movie Tagline Quiz and Akinator, and obviously some childish ones that make rude noises. And on that note, I think we'll wrap this up. The good points. Well, the microphones on this are amazing. They work so well and it makes a huge difference. I have my Echo under the TV at the other end of the living room, about 20 feet away, and I never have to raise my voice. Also, specifically to the Amazon Echo, I think the speaker on it is really good. It's nice, clear audio, it's loud enough to fill a room, it's impressive. And as for the Amazon Dot, I think it's good value for money. It's got the same microphones and can do everything the Echo can do, and it's great on a bedside table or added to an existing audio setup. As for the voice assistant service itself, as you can hear from this demo, it's really fast and responsive. And the ability to add new features with skills gives it great potential for the future. Now, the bad points, and there is a biggie, the Alexa app. Now, as I said, it is mostly accessible both on Android and iOS, but it can be so frustrating to use. From the unlabeled menu button, the focus issues in the skills section, which means you can't select a skill, and frequent times where you can't activate any item and you need to close it down in the app switcher and relaunch it. And it is such a shame because these are all really simple, really stupid accessibility issues that shouldn't be there. I found that if you go to alexa.amazon.co.uk on the desktop, it's a lot easier to navigate and use, especially when enabling skills. In my opinion, for what that's worth, I do really like it. It's really hard to explain, but once you've had one in your house for a while, you just use it without even thinking about it. It just feels natural, and that's something really hard to pull off.
And thank you to Sean Priest there, who is on our Tech Talk programme, which you can listen to Tuesdays at 1 o'clock on RNIB Connect Radio. It's also on Thursday evenings at 9 p.m. on RNIB Connect Radio as well. You can also get it on a podcast anytime on Audioboom. Search for Tech Talk. It's the same place you'll find this programme, The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.